Hello, and welcome to Open Source Sex. This is Violet Blue, and if you want to learn more about me and all of the various things that I do with sex ed, sex culture commentary, and sex entertainment, you can visit my website, tinynibbles.com. You can check out my column. I'm the sex columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. You can check out the work that I do on Fleshbot, the writing I do for Metro Blogging San Francisco, the tech blogging I do over on techyum.com, a whole lot of stuff going on. Well, anyway, this is another educational podcast about male pleasure. And I know you're like, oh, but the last educational podcast was about male pleasure. Well, the last one was a pretty basic tour of the male pleasure system. And, you know, some of you are probably like, I know my way around a dick. Like, what's the big deal? Well, okay, so if you don't know your way around a dick, the last one was, you know, exactly what you needed. And this one's about the prostate and the anus. Surprisingly little is known about the prostate gland's pleasure purposes. It produces prostatic fluid, the clear liquid that carries sperm during ejaculation. It grows as a man ages, sometimes dangerously. And in case you missed the previous podcast, it can feel really, really good when sexually stimulated. Prostatic fluid comprises up to a third of the liquid volume in ejaculate. It's clear that it plays an important role in the male pleasure cycle, and it has become touted as the male G-spot. Some call it the P-spot. When a man reaches the point of orgasmic no return, known as ejaculatory inevitability, the prostate gland joins the seminal vesicles and other ducts in a little do-si-do of pleasant-feeling spasms and rhythmic contractions to create ejaculate, and this is before the contractions of orgasm. If you're stimulating a man's prostate prior to and during ejaculation, you can often feel the gland swell to hardness, then contract before his orgasm. The prostate gland is within the front wall of the anal opening, usually around 1 to 3 inches inside and forward, meaning toward the front of the body or belly button. Its location inside the wall is just behind the bulb of the penis, beneath the bladder, surrounding the urethra in a ring. Because the prostate is anchored at the internal base of the penis, when a man thrusts hard with an erect penis, he transmits highly pleasurable sensations to the prostate. It's a little larger than a quarter in size, though it is heart-shaped and is usually described as being the size of a small walnut. One of the reasons that a man might like anal play is because massaging the prostate gland feels incredibly pleasurable and can make orgasm very powerful. But he might also like it because the anus and anal opening is rich with nerve endings that feel good to the touch. The 15,000 pudendal nerve fibers that wire and electrify the entire pelvis interact with the nerve bundles in the anus and prostate. There are also psychological factors in play here. What's a filthier insult than ass? What's dirtier than shit? What's insultingly as feminine as penetration and liking it? He may like that it's a big taboo, that it's a quote-unquote dirty thing to do. Maybe no one touches him there and it means a lot to have you care about his pleasure. Or it may be part of a dominant submissive fantasy scenario in which he makes you do it or you make him submit to it. One thing is certain. The men who like anal stimulation like it a lot, and for many of these men, prostate stimulation can turn an orgasm into an unforgettable experience. It's also important to note that it feels so good that it may not have anything to do with any taboos, fantasies, or any type of role-play or dominant and submissive scenario. For some men, it's just another part of the delicious sexual buffet they can choose from. But wait, ass class is still in session. The perineum stretches from the base of the testicles to the anus, where it is no longer perineum and definitely ass. It has some hair, either a light downy covering or a thick, coarse carpet. It's different on every man. All humans have hair around their anus, whatever your gender, and if you don't, then you either shave it or are you too young to be listening to this podcast. Between his cheeks, you'll see the anal opening, a pucker that will differ in the color from the skin on the rest of the body. In fact, it's common for the thin skin surrounding the pucker to be lighter or darker in color between the cheeks. Like the prostate, penis, and most internal organs of the body, the anus is controlled by what are known as smooth muscles, meaning they're not striated nor are they bulkable like biceps, and like any smooth or shifty character, they are indeed out of your control. So, flexing a cock won't make it bigger, and having anal orgasms won't give you six-pack butt muscles, though an increase in orgasmic muscle tone is good for all pelvic functions and healthy for stimulating blood flow to the genital region. Interestingly, there are several sphincter muscles in the human body, like the iris of the eye, but the ones that matter here are the two anal sphincter muscles, the inner, which is smooth and involuntary, and the outer, which is under voluntary control and will more or less behave when you tell it to. The anal opening is packed with nerve endings that make it pleasurable to play with when the owner is aroused. Anal play is fun and feels good if you play according to the terrain. The anus is not self-lubricating, so you must always use lots of lube. The skin is thin and tears easily, so you have to touch and penetrate with items that are absolutely smooth. The muscles are sometimes slow to relax, so you too must be slow to invade their space. And because the inner muscles are involuntary, they push and pull things in and out as they please, so you must take care to never insert items that could get lost in the rectum. Because then, you and your smooth operators will wind up in the ER. While this all may seem like a guide to safer spelunking rather than down and dirty fucking al fresco, you really don't need a flashlight to find the prostate or be a sex expert to make it feel wonderful as you go along in search of the prize. To feel the prostate, insert a well-lubricated finger inside his anal opening and stroke toward the front of his body in a come-hither motion. Of course, you want to do this once he's aroused, and you've proceeded very slowly in relaxing him and inserting your finger. The prostate may be too soft to feel easily in its unaroused state. In fact, you may not be able to feel it at all until he becomes really aroused, when it swells and hardens. Similarly to the G-spot in women, the prostate may trigger the feeling of needing to urinate when stroked. For men who aren't ready for penetration, you can stimulate the prostate indirectly by massaging the perineum in firm circles with the flat of your thumb. Some men like perineum massage only when they're aroused, and some don't like it at all. When in doubt, ask. Beneath your fingers, you'll feel that the gland is rounded, shaped like a walnut, but slightly cleaved down the center, so it has a furrowed seam and two subtle halves that can be felt with the pad of your finger when touched from inside the anus. In size, it can be anywhere from the size of a small chestnut to a large walnut, or even larger in men over 40. When he's aroused, it swells and becomes firm, and it's a lot easier to feel it. Plus, it's much more fun to touch when he's hot and bothered. Apart from possibly making him feel like peeing, touching his prostate will certainly make him feel a fullness and pressure that he can feel in his penis. Juicy men who are prone to leaking precum may leak a little more when you massage their prostate. That's because the prostate is where fluid comes from. Massage it gently, but firmly. You can simply move your finger in the come-hither motion, or you can keep your curved finger stiff and move it in and out. As he gets close to orgasm, the gland will swell more, and it will get quite hard before he ejaculates. Summit reached. View breathtaking. Well, I hope you enjoyed this very quick podcast about the prostate. Thank you for listening, and until next time.